USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is tweeting that the Democrats have no case after a new demand for impeachment testimony. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says an email from a White House aide is shedding light on President Trump's request for Ukraine's leader to investigate the Bidens.
This email is explosive. A top administration official, one that we requested, is saying, stop the aid 91 minutes after Trump called Zelensky and said, keep it hush hush. What more do you need to request a witness?
But Senate Judiciary Chair Lindsey Graham says Democrats' feelings about the president are out of control.
Democrats hate him so much, they don't love anything constitutional anymore. All the rules have been thrown in a ditch to get Trump, from the way they impeached him to now denying his day in court.
This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Police in Virginia say they've counted at least 51 people with injuries after a 63-vehicle chain reaction interstate crash. They say ice and heavy fog are partially to blame for the pileup. No one was killed in the crashes that were on both sides of the highway. In the South, meteorologist Tom Sater says a storm system that moved out of the Gulf is dumping tons of rain and putting millions under flood watches and warnings.
This is a cold, raw rainfall from Baton Rouge to Nashville to Charlotte. Some flight delays are possible, even severe weather on the southern end. Rain should end by tomorrow. We can say goodbye to this system, but the flood watches are in effect.
Police in Chicago say a fight at a house party that was supposed to be a tribute for a man that was killed in gun violence erupted in more gunfire. At least 13 people were wounded. Four of them are reported in critical condition. Two people are being questioned. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A NASCAR legend has passed away. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
Moonshine bootlegger turned racing star Junior Johnson ran in 313 races and won 50 of them, putting him 12th on the list for wins. His career spanning from 1953 to 1966. Johnson died in hospice care Saturday at the age of 88. He was the winningest driver to never claim a championship. As a driver, he once said,
"You win a championship and it's just a name. Winning all the races you could win was more important because one race paid more than the whole championship did back then, basically."
But Johnson was part of six titles as a NASCAR owner, three with Cal Yarborough and three more with Darrell Waltrip. He was inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame in 2010. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Cincinnati, Ohio-based food supplier is recalling 15,000 pounds of frozen beef patties because they may be contaminated with plastic. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food and Safety Inspection Service received a complaint from a food service establishment after finding green plastic. The patties were not sold in stores, but were shipped to a warehouse in Iowa and were distributed to institutions, including schools. In April, the company recalled 20,000 pounds of frozen beef patties, also due to plastic contamination. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.